So much, then, for the meaning of bodhi, enlightenment. Now let us turn for a few minutes to the meaning of citta. Citta is usually translated as thought. So we usually get, therefore, this expression, bodhicitta utpada, translated as the thought of enlightenment, as though it was a sort of concept or idea about enlightenment or on the subject of enlightenment. But this, we may say, is exactly what it is not. Nothing to do with thought in that discursive or abstract conceptual sense at all. We may say that the bodhicitta, or the citta, represents an immensely powerful drive, not an unconscious drive, but a drive in perfect awareness of one's whole being. So one therefore speaks, preferably, not so much in terms of a thought of enlightenment as of a will to enlightenment. Though even this isn't quite accurate, because it isn't just a determination in the ordinary sense, something infinitely more powerful than that, as we shall try to make clearer a little later on. So bodhicitta, will to enlightenment. Now, the third word in the expression is utpada, bodhicitta utpada. Utpada means simply arising or development. Arising is the literal translation, so no need to explain this. Before we close, we shall try to describe the actual process itself. So the meaning of bodhicitta utpada, which I've rendered as arising of the will to enlightenment, should now be sufficiently clear. We may say that it represents that initial orientation of all one's energies, all one's strength, at all levels of one's being, all levels of one's personality, in the direction of enlightenment, understood as unsurpassed perfect enlightenment, that is to say, enlightenment for the benefit, for the sake of, for the welfare of all sentient beings.